AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran has shot down a U.S. drone and is warning the United States it's ready for war, though it says it doesn't want one.
A U.S. official speaking to the Associated Press says a U.S. drone flying in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz has been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. The commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard said the shootdown sent a clear message to America. General Hossein Salama added that Iran does not have any intention for war with any country, but added that Iran is ready for war. The Revolutionary Guard said the drone was shot down over Iranian airspace. I'm Mike Rossia.
Joe Biden says he will not apologize for saying the Senate got things done with civility years ago, even though he served alongside segregationists. He says there's not a racist bone in his body. Ever get a surprise medical bill?
About one in every six hospital patients gets hit with a surprise medical bill, according to the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. That's people with insurance who are exposed to extra out-of-network charges for emergency room or doctor services. Next week, a Senate Health Committee is slated to vote on bipartisan legislation to require insurers to pay out-of-network doctors and hospitals the median rate that's paid for in-network providers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dominican Republic says baseball legend David Ortiz was not the target of a shooting June 9th. The target was actually another man, say authorities in the Dominican Republic, dressed similarly to Ortiz. Ortiz is recovering in Boston from a gunshot wound to the back. Former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan appeared in court in Moscow this morning on spying charges. He appealed to President Trump to intervene in his case and defend him, as he put it. It appears a tornado hit Greenville, Texas, damage to some buildings, but no injuries reported. This is AP Radio News. This could affect that loan you're about to take out. The Fed says it's ready to start cutting interest rates if need be to protect the economy, but
for now, the central bank is not changing its key rate, the one that influences many consumer and business loans. It hasn't lowered rates in more than a decade, but Chairman Jerome Powell says that could change, with the Fed seeing uncertainties in the economy.
And will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion,
which next month will become the longest on record. It's unclear when the Fed may cut rates, if at all. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Federal authorities say a Syrian refugee who came to the U.S. 3 years ago plotted to bomb a church to inspire followers of the Islamic State. The man's under arrest. A criminal complaint alleges Mustafa Musab Alawemer planned to bomb an unidentified church on Pittsburgh's north side. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.